Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of April 16th through the 24th. I swear I don't know how we're this far into the month already, but apparently we are. And I'm giving you guys a heads up. My cough is driving me crazy tonight. I'm going to try not to cough on you guys, but it's that time of year when I get my bronchial stuff. So you guys that have been following me for a while have put up with it before. So, excuse me. In our week ahead, guys, we have three things going on. The main thing that I'm talking about tonight is a very big story, so I'm going to really spend most of my time on it, and that is Neptune moving into the Scorpio Deacon of Pisces. It's a really big deal because none of us, at least this lifetime, have experienced it, and I really want to kind of give a thorough overview of it for everybody so we know what we're heading into. But before I get to that, I'm going to talk about two personal planetary energies that are going on and what we can expect from them in the week ahead. And, you know, one of them might be a little bit challenging part of it, and the other is just open. So let's start with the challenging stuff first and get it out of the way. So this is focused in our Taurus part of the chart, which means what's going on with our income, what's going on with our possessions and our purchases and that situation. So most of the country's feeling the stress of that. Most of the world is feeling the stress of that anyway. And what we have, and some of this is good, guys, because it is going to start to shift, just so you know. But on the 19th, we have the sun moving into Taurus. This is a good thing. This puts 30-day spotlight on this part of the sky, really illuminates what it is we need to do, and it really invites us to start showing up and getting more involved in figuring something out here, putting ourselves in the seat and doing something about it. Might be about working on our image or brand or name or title in the scenario, or just, you know, putting ourselves out there when it comes to making money or what we're doing about our purchases or possessions, okay? Then the challenging part, okay? So the minute it moves in on the 19th, you might start to feel this. Between the 20th and 21st, the sun in Taurus is then going to square Saturn. That's the challenging part. So there is some kind of learning curve or some kind of test to, you know, maybe you're trying to shift things into making money online, you know, could be about the internet. Or maybe there's a purchase you're trying to get and it's sold out everywhere, or it's not going to come to you as quickly because of all the stuff going on in the world. So the internet is part of the story. It could be something going on with a group you're affiliated with or want to join. Could be about friends or associates. Could be about astrology, so you guys be nice to Zoe next week. Could be about charities, gatherings. Obviously, you know, there's challenges to gatherings kind of built into the situation right now. And this territory is also about personal aspirations and original projects. So possibly you're just pushing harder, you know, to really get in there and work on something, and you have to get through those obstacles to get into the good stuff. So, you know, just remember Saturn tests. So as long as you just keep showing up and showing that you're willing to put in the effort, then you're going to come out the other side just fine. By the 22nd, we have the new moon in Taurus, and that opens up 2 weeks of launch. And that's when the good stuff starts to move into play. As the week goes along, you're going to see better things starting to flow. So you have 2 weeks of momentum starting on the 22nd. To either start some new things when it comes to your income, purchases, possessions, products, or to really get that boost from the cosmos, helping you take what you're already doing and move it forward in whatever direction that might be. So that is good news. Okay. The other thing going on in the week ahead is between Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th, we're going to have a lot of communication. So if you've been waiting to hear from somebody or to hear a particular bit of news, or if there's a talk or meeting that you're waiting on, or you want to get in there and interview or write or focus on sales, Mercury is all over it. It's in Aries, so it's really saying get in there, you know, make it happen. Maybe there's an offer, maybe there's a decision. And it's going to link to Venus and Mars. So everybody knows, you know, that could be a little passionate and lovey-dovey. It also could be motivating when it comes to making money. It also is going to help you start to move some things forward with the friends, the groups, the internet, the astrology, the charities, the gatherings, the aspirations or original projects. And so, you know, there's a whole lot to be had between Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th. So, excuse me, I almost didn't do this show tonight because I know it's so annoying to hear me cough, but I thought, well, I really want to talk about this, you know, before this starts to move into play. So let's see here. Where do I want to start with it? So what we're talking about is that Neptune, back in 2011, it moved into its own sign, Pisces. So this was the first time in our lifetime that any of us had experienced that. It really is very empowered in its own sign. It grooves, it flows, it loves its own sign. So it really started to empower all of us on our Neptunian Piscean story, right? And this is a long story, okay? So it showed up in 2011, and it's there until 2026. And then it leaves and it doesn't come back again this lifetime. So this period is unlike any other, as if you guys hadn't noticed. And, you know, there's so much to say about it. Part of it is, you know, this area of the sky links past lifetimes. It focuses on karma and karmic cycles. And I really am focusing on the fact that we're moving into the third and final decan. So you guys who are not astrology buffs, there's 30 degrees in the sign. The first 10 degrees are the first decan, and those are the double Piscean vibes of the sign. The second decan is 10 degrees, 10 to 19, and is the Cancer part of Pisces. And then where we're going now, 20 degrees to 29, that's the Scorpio vibe, okay? So you really want to kind of think about it as a three-act play, okay? That's the easiest kind of make a complicated story seem a little easier for everybody. So while it was in the first, and I really want you guys to think about what's been happening in your lives, right? So while it was in the first act is the setup, right? So this is when the story is coming into view. We're finding out who the characters are. We're finding out what it's going to be about for us. And this literally ran for 2.5 years, from 2011 up until February, Valentine's Day, actually, of 2014. There was a little break in there where it kind of started to move into the second decan and then backed out and finished off the first decan. So overall, I'm not going to give you the breakdowns in the middle too much, right? So you had that setup of your story between April of 2011 and February 14th of 14. The second decan is the second act of the play in our lives, and that's the confrontation. Sound about right, guys? So if you think about Valentine's Day of 2014, we started to move into the second decan, the Cancer decan, and this was almost 7 years of this crap, but it had good stuff too, so it's not all bad stuff. I mean, it's, yeah, okay, the stuff, right? So this was 6 years and 11 months from start to finish. So, I mean, I guess I'll give you the breakdown with this one. It moved in on April 25th in 2013 and stayed for about 6 months till October 17th. Then it backed into the first decan for a few months. It came back February 14th of 2014, and it lasted until this week ahead on April 22nd of 2020. Now, it is going to retrograde back in for a handful of months. So when I describe to you what this second decan has been about, if you have not felt like you've got things together yet in this area, you are going to get one last shot, okay, which is going to happen this year, August 26th of 2020, and it'll last until February 22nd next year, 2021, okay? So about 6 months, I guess. Then, so we're talking now about it entering the third decan in this week ahead. So that happens on April 22nd. This is the Scorpio decan. This is the part that is the resolution. And the resolution to whatever confrontation we've been going through in our story between 2013 and the beginning of 2021. It starts, we're going to be in this until August 26th this year. It's going to back out a little bit. It's going to come back next year on the 22nd of February, and it's going to stay there till it's all over, which is on January 26th of 2026. So if that hopefully wasn't too confusing. So anyway, so let's talk about what this story has been about and what you guys can expect. And a very interesting thing that I found when kind of researching these years ahead, what we're really looking at here with Neptune. So when you guys go back to the beginning of this story, to the setup, to that 2011, I'm sorry, you guys, I'm just like, I've done so much freaking tea and lozenges, and I'm just like, and I'm still drinking tea, and I feel funky tonight. So I'm not quite as quick as I normally am. Maybe that's a good thing. You guys are like, oh, I can keep up. She's not all over the place. But anyways, okay, so the setup, guys, from 2011 through Valentine's Day of 14, when this was double Piscean, right? This is, okay, for one thing, when we were getting the setup during those 2.5 years, we were, number one, seeing what was going to dissolve away to get the story started. And so you may have had a relationship dissolve away. You may have lost your home. You may have quit a job. You may have had somebody pass over. We're looking at karmic cycles, things that had come to a very profound, important run of their cycle. You also may, as you know, this has every energy has two sides to it. So Neptune's job is to dissolve away. It is also to inspire and to attract those karmic situations. So you might have entered into an important story sometime between 2011 and the beginning of 14. We're looking at Piscean themes that are very powerful. In other words, having a bigger impact on your life than the norm. And so when you're looking at, you know, what was going away and what was getting set up on its feet during that time, you're looking at the art world, how that might impact you. That's one part of it. So this could be what you're involved in with film or music, what's happening with painting or poetry or theaters or concerts or dance or sculpture or anything artistic. Could be about your own artistic talents, could be about artistic projects, or just, you know, going off and enjoying the arts in some way. So, but this would have been a powerful thing that was starting to shift and come into view in the setup of the story. This is a spiritual realm, which to me is the most important, you know. I know everybody has a different view on this, I guess. But to me, we were all entering into an incredibly powerful spiritual period that was going to dissolve away something that had been there for a very long time. We're talking about probably many past lives, okay? And inspire us and open our heart chakras, right, and open our crown chakra and open us up to something. How do you describe Neptune? Something without boundaries, you know, something that embraces the whole world in some way, right? And it really is an emotional energy. It is one that really encourages you to follow your heart, but more than that, to get quiet and absorb, right? And so we've seen a lot of that. Oh my gosh, everybody that I, you know, that I talk to anyway, are really on that path. I'm on that path, you know, really trying to learn and take in the things that are happening and trying to feel our way through a lot of these things and trying to align ourselves with something higher than ourselves. And people are finding this in all kinds of wonderful ways. You can find this through prayer. You can find this through meditation. You can find this by getting out in nature and communing with your creator in that way. You can do yoga. You can, you know, you can paint a picture. You can go back to the arts and find it that way, right? So there's a lot of ways, but this is definitely part of it is setting the stage for our spiritual journey. Part of it is, this is some of the trickier stuff, is the romantic life. And here's what you guys have to keep in mind with this. We are talking about lifetimes of karmic cycles coming to a head and something shifting with that sometime between 2011 and 2014 to set the stage. And so, you know, again, certain people were being moved into place. Certain people were being moved to the side of the stage. There was a shifting of, you know, who needed to be where to move forward. Some of you guys might have shifted somebody along and are still holding the space for what comes next. It doesn't mean everybody needed to find the love of their life during that time frame. It just means that our connections, our spiritual connection, the thing that links us together as soulmates through time, was shifting in a really powerful way during those years. And so certain things were moving to get that into place. There might have been some drama around some of this for some of you guys, because this tends to be, because it's like in that boundaryless, you know, mystical arena of rose-colored glasses, Pisces. It's also the sign of deception and secrets. And so this, there could have been some clandestine affairs and secrets and about romance and things coming to the light during that time, but all as a vehicle to kind of move you where you needed to be or move them where they needed to be. So, you know, romance is part of this. You know, in the more physical, practical reality, if there is one in Pisces, we could say research, digging through information. This has been an incredibly important time to learn a lot by not accepting what you're seeing on the surface anymore. And that's why there is such a great awakening happening around the world, because people have stopped just taking, you know, at face value these things that are being spouted at us while the 1%, you know, continues to ride the world and everybody else struggles. It's like, oh, wow, that's what's really going on. Okay. So digging into information has become critical during this time frame. Dealing with institutions might have been part of getting your setup to the story between 2011 and 2014. Could have been dealing with bad habits or addictions. There could have been hidden enemies. You know, the nefarious part here of the sign. So there could have been something going on with that as well. But I think that's the main parts of what that period was about, to get our story underway. So you're really looking from 2011 to 2014 about, you know, what was going to move around on the board so that the game could begin. Okay, so that it was, and it was through a dissolving agent and an inspiring agent through the karmic trail that got us there. Okay, you guys with me so far on this? Okay, so then we moved into the second decan, where we've been since Valentine's Day of 2014, so six, almost 7 years here, really in the Cancer decan of Pisces. And so this is where we had the confrontation. So the confrontation, guys, takes that story and all those topics I just talked about, and it says you need to find your roots. You need to find where home is for you. You need to find your family. You need to deal with, you know, planting or replanting yourself someplace. You need to deal with all the dramas that swirl around that in the confrontation of, you know, is it about real estate deals? Is it about renovations? Is it about not being able to pay the mortgage, or the lease is up, or you've got a bad roommate, or you need a roommate, or there's a family? You know, this area is about family dynamics, the parents. The early childhood issues could have come up for you during this time frame to be worked on, to be dissolved away so that you could get closer on your path with your spirituality or with your artistry or et cetera, with your Piscean energy and Neptune. So there's been, you know, what's happening in your home, to your home. Maybe you had to convalesce in your home for, you know, 3 years of that or something. And so you really had to focus on your surroundings and what am I doing here? Is this really what I want? And, you know, moving forward, is there something I need to do about this? And I think more than anything, you know, Cancer is about nurture and it is about feelings. It rules our emotions, okay? Out of the three water signs, it's the ruler of our feelings. And so a lot of this process, too, has been getting back to, you know, learning ways to nurture ourselves, looking at where we are in our relationships with others. Are we nurturing others the way we would want to be nurtured? Is there something we can do about that? Are we in a situation where we're never going to be nurtured, and what do we need to do about that? How grounded are you emotionally in your life, you know, is a big part of this as well. And focusing on, you know, I think a profound positive part of this is like attaching ourselves emotionally to those artistic projects and expressions, and attaching our emotions in a stronger way to our romantic life and to our spiritual life, and having breakthroughs in those areas. And also finding out where our emotions self-sabotage us, you know. Are we too clingy? Are we too needy? Are we too cold? Do we withhold certain things because our emotions are wounded, and how does that play out in these scenarios? And so there's been so much, you know, the great creator, the universe, whatever you guys want to call it, has obviously felt that we needed the most time on this part of the story, right? And so we've dealt with our confrontations. This is where the story really got interesting. This is where the story, obviously, for us little humans, probably got challenging. And so here we are, right? And we have a few days left of this part of the story. And coming up here on Wednesday, the 22nd, we're going to exit that part of the story and go into the third decan. Now, again, guys, if there was something that you didn't quite get done in this emotional home family nurturing part of this story for yourself, remember, it's going to come back for a handful of months, starting on August 26th of this year. And it'll be there till 2/22 of next year, of 21. Okay, so you're going to have one last shot at getting some of this stuff done here when it comes to where you want to live, who you want to live with, what's going on with your, you know, your spiritual life in your home, your romantic life in your home, your artistic life, your research that you're doing to find that home, or what's going on with family dynamics in these situations, right? Okay, so when we come to Wednesday the 22nd, we enter the Scorpio Deacon of Pisces, hands down the most intense, deep, dark, passionate, powerful, manipulative, destructive, you know, this part of this energy is either going to, you know, raise us up and completely transform us, or knock us on our butts for a while. And maybe a little bit of both. But this is, as we said, the resolution to the story. Okay? So as this comes in, we're looking at now starting to, we've had the setup, we've seen what came and went, we've had this process of getting into the emotional and the familial and the rooting and the home needs that are going on there. So now it's time. There's time, something needs to be deconstructed, blown up, not literally, guys, taken down, and there needs to be a rebirthing. You need to rise from the ashes of what has happened up to this point, okay? So if you have been deconstructing the old version as you've gone through this last almost 7 years of this second deacon, then this transition will not be quite as intense. If you've been clinging on to something, you know, that is really kind of locking you into an endless loop, you know, and you're not going to grow from it, then something could happen, you know, come into your world and deconstruct it for you, you know. So some of the people are going to be entering this ready, deconstruct that old thing that's been going on. I've been putting in all this work here. I'm ready to rebirth something big and new and bold, and I'm ready to go for it. And some people who are not there yet might have this just come along and the universe will do it for you. And this is more, I say this is more intense because in the first deacon, if there was some dissolving away, which there probably should have been, that's a long, slow process typically. With Pluto, you know, it's in your face, you know, it is like somebody just lighting the dynamite, boom, it goes, and then you've got to like pick up the pieces, and then all of a sudden you find, oh, I was stagnant there, and then you start to rebuild yourself, and then boom, you're transforming. Okay, so that's one side of it. That's the change side that Scorpio is about, you know. Part of this is about, you know, going deeper. So we figured out what our emotional needs are. We figured out what we need for nurturing. We figured out what home and family is for us in the story, with our artistry and romance and spirituality and our research and institutions and our karmic thread through time. And now we need to go deeper. It needs to be more intimate, or it needs to empower us, or it needs to empower others, or hopefully both. We need to focus on the things that Scorpio rules, which means now we need to really get serious about the financial side of what's going on. We need to look at where we are with our debt. We need to look at where we are with our investments, if there are any. We need to look at the loans and the inheritance and the taxes and the insurance and the investments and the partner's money, if there's a partner involved. Any kind of big financial topic, this is Scorpio's realm. And so we're going to start to enter a period where this is going to very much be the story in our process. And we're going to be in this deacon for 4 years and 3 months, guys, okay? So that's a big heads up with what's going on. It's not like we're going to have an overnight fix. There's going to be highs and lows with this. We're going through a process. Pisces, Neptune, it's taking us through the boundaryless realms, and it's asking us to feel our way through the changes that are coming here and move with where we're meant to go with all of this. So part of this is the evolving story with the financial side of things. Part of this is about our sex life or reproductive life and how we connect with others physically. So we're going to see that becoming more important when it comes to the romantic side of our life. Part of it is about triangles, third parties. This can be a pro or a con. This can be a pro if you're trying to, let's say, deal with the finances in your life and it's you and your partner and that accountant or that banker or that investor or whoever that third party might be. It can be a pro in a lot of different ways where you're working with your interests and two other people to help facilitate something. It can be a con if, for instance, you're in a romantic affair, a clandestine situation, and there's a triangle, and then jealousy and manipulations become more intense during this time frame. It can be a con if there's a third party in any situation that you're not aware of. Maybe it's your artistic project and you've got a protege, and you know, but they're really vying for your job. You know, and so the reviewer and the protege are all up against you. I don't know. Let's hope it's not very much of the negative side of this, guys. And I'm just giving you the whole parameter here. We have to be very aware and I'm not picking on the Scorpios. Everybody has Scorpio in their chart somewhere. Scorpios are just the crazy people who decided to come here and, you know, take it on straight up. The rest of us have just little areas of our life with it. But the challenging part of Scorpio is that obsessive, compulsive, stalking, jealous, manipulative, dark side of things. So we need to very strongly work to remove that from our own energy, because it's just going to mess up these years ahead if you go down that trail. So you want to stay on the side of going deeper with your intimacy, going deeper with your romance and sexual interests, going deeper when it comes to how you're evolving your artistic or spiritual life, going deeper through the research, making changes or rolling with the changes that are coming in these areas of life. Scorpio can also be about birth and death. So there may be a literal or, you know, how do I want to say this? You know, there could be the need to face an actual person passing or a new child arriving in the world over the next 4 years and 3 months, right? With that little break that I gave you guys where it backs back into the second deacon. But anyways, okay. Or it could be that part of the process of our evolving on this spiritual level is to really start to understand and come face to face with our own mortality, and however way you do that. Maybe you're going to write, you know, a series of poems about it. Maybe you're going to write, you know, your epic album, and it's all about, you know, how happy you are to be alive or how you face death, you know. Maybe you're going to get into some kind of spiritual practice that really allows you to see yourself as something more and realize that you're an immortal soul, right? So I do feel like we're going to need to look at that. You know, a lot of people are afraid to look at that, and that will probably be part of this. The positive side of Scorpio, as you kind of, you know, navigate yourself through the intense, you know, it rules the freaking underworld, right? You know, it rules the underworld. It rules criminals. It rules some dark stuff. So there are going to be, you know, weaker souls who are going to get sucked down in there. And I tell you, you know, there's been times in my life where I got sucked into some bad situations with people where I was like, oh my God, is that really who you are? So I'm not picking on anybody. You know, we learn, we move on. But I'm telling you guys that the positive side is once you, if you can avoid that altogether, keep the radar on, you know. If somebody's offering you some kind of job or some kind of opportunity, if it seems too good to be true, check them out, do the research, right? If it's a relationship and it feels like, wow, they're only available, you know, these times, and then they really get off the phone fast, all, yeah. You might want to have that checked out. Make sure they're not already in a situation, you know. So there's all kinds of things. So if you can avoid that stuff, guys, this period coming up can be one, because Scorpio on the positive side is the Phoenix rising. It is the most beautiful, powerful spiritual side of things that you can get to. You might actually have some of the big, profound breakthroughs. You might really take those artistic projects into some kind of deep, intense, you know, life-changing kind of direction. You might have the same kind of breakthroughs through your prayer and meditation. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can be coming into play in your world. The financial side of things, you could really evolve that in a way that takes you someplace amazing, right? And I do think, you know, let me touch back on, if part of the process during the Cancer Deacon for you, let's say, let's just say artistically, right? Because I relate to that a lot as an artist. Let's just say, you know, where you've been living for the last 7 years, right? There's something that's stagnating your ability to create as an artist. And part of your process has been, I need to move, right? And so now when you get into this Scorpio deacon, you might really be transforming this new location, this new scene, going deeper, digging for what this next chapter of your life is going to be about. And you might find something in this groove, in the new place, the new direction that really opens up the financial prospects with your thing and gives you a little bit more feeling of empowerment through the material side of life, as well as just empowering yourself as this artist on the spiritual side of life. And so you really want to kind of look at, where has your story been up until this point? And then, you know, get ready to head into this next chapter. And so I do feel like, you know, when we're talking about these shifts, usually we see something within the introduction. So what we're getting right now is the introduction. The introduction runs from April 22nd to August 26th. That's our introduction. Then it backs into the second deacon for that last time, and it comes back next year. That at that point, we're going to get a chance, you know, to really get into the story. So during this introduction, April to August, we're really going to start to see what's going to happen with our Scorpio topics. You're really going to see, am I going to put my finances into something or do something different with that? Am I going to adjust my life so that the intimacy or the sexuality or profound experiences are happening more? Is there something about birth or death or divorce or third-party situations that I'm ready to see some transformation on as I'm moving through this? You're going to see. So start to pay attention. You know, with the slower moving planets, they're not typically event oriented. In other words, when Mars is getting ready to spar with one of the outer planets, you know, you can pretty much say, hey, on that day or even the evening before, because Mars just loves to come early, you're going to have something happen. But with the outer planets, it's going to unfold sometime between April 22nd and August 26th. So you're going to get, you'll find out when it locks in on your chart sometime between those few months, and then you'll know what this next part of the story is going to be about. So don't get all bent out of shape if something doesn't land in your lap on Wednesday the 22nd. It may take 2 weeks. It may take 6 weeks. You may not get it till August, okay? But you're going to start to sense it. I definitely think you're going to start to sense it, and some people will get it right off the bat. Some people will be going into this right off the bat. Now, the last part of the general overview, I told you guys when I was looking at this up through 2026 that there is something really, really interesting going on with this that had I not looked at it, I would not have known, because I just discovered it myself. I really have not been going that far ahead with Neptune. So between now and its exit in 2026 from its own sign, it's going to have 4 days that are going to be pivotal in the storyline, okay? And interestingly enough, 2 of those days involve Jupiter, and 2 of those days involve the North Node of Destiny and the Karmic South Node. Now, how interesting is that? So there's something very specific here that Cosmos is trying to get us to do. So on October 12th of 2020, this year, Jupiter is going to form an opportunity alignment with Neptune. It's the second one. We had one in February. And so there is a door opening. There is an opportunity when it comes to what we're doing with our artistry, our spirituality, our romantic life, our karmic past life thread, our addictions, our bad habits, our research, our investigations, our institutions, right? And so the door here is to Jupiter, which is a very growth-oriented energy, focusing on some kind of door opening here to a goal that you're setting or that you are achieving in October. This is some kind of personal goal, or this is in the territory of career, and it's also in the territory of something opening up with an authority figure. This could be a boss, a parent, a director, a teacher, a mentor, a judge, somebody like that, right? So whatever you're steering the ship towards, the doors start to open in a very big way at that point. And Jupiter can bring in legal contracts, travel plans, foreign or global or import-export or distant scenarios. It can bring in educational pursuits or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. It can bring in weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics. So, you know, gee, right before an election too. You think you might want to circle October 12th? I think maybe you might. Okay, so then when we get to April 12th of 2022, Jupiter will merge on the same exact degree with Neptune. And that's powerful. That's like, okay, we've come full circle. We're starting a new story. And so there's something coming together with all of those topics for a powerful brand new start. In the midst of this, we have Neptune on January 26th of 2021. Is going to come to the midpoint between the North Node of Destiny in Gemini and the Karmic South Node in Sagittarius. So there's a choice. There's a fork in the road. Do you go forward towards your destiny or do you go back to the past? And everybody's going to feel it. Okay, and I'm going to talk way more about that. I won't get through this show if I keep talking about that particular subject. We've got plenty of time for me to get to that. And then finally, on February 7th, 2025, Neptune will come and sit on the North Node of Destiny and oppose the Karmic South Node in Pisces. North Node in Pisces, Karmic South Node in Virgo, right? Okay, so again, we're looking at our destiny, our future, what's calling us towards the fated things that are meant to bring the future, the growth for our soul, or the past, which could be, you know, staying where you are, could be past life souls coming through at that time that are significant, could be about letting go of the past. Really powerful. So I just thought that was amazing that when we're looking at so many years still to go with this particular energy, that we really have two connections with Jupiter, which are really good connections, by the way, and then it coming to the midpoint where you have to choose, do I go left or do I go right? Do I go, you know, towards my past or towards my future? And then the final, we've got a fresh new start here right at, you know, the last year that it's there for a full year in 2025. So that's our general overview, guys. So let's talk about our week with the signs. Okay, I'm going to take a drink of my tea. Yummy. This is such, oh my God. Okay. Aries. In our week ahead, good news, talks, the potential to get into meetings or focus on sales, writing, offers, decisions coming through Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th. This is focused on you. So you can make it, you know, about what you want, your body, your image, your brand, your name, or it can be about you showing up and initiating the conversation or the sale or et cetera. Links very strongly to your communication and commerce part of the sky. Also links to your social, online, friends, groups, gatherings kind of stuff. Also tweaks Venus and Mars, so there could be some love and passion or there could be some motivation and doors opening for making money. The challenge comes between the 19th and 21st as the sun moves into Taurus and squares Saturn. So those 3 days, you are showing up when it comes to the income or purchases or what you're doing with your possessions. Sorry. And there is, at this point, something pushing you harder to figure something out. You got that learning curve where you've got an obstacle to deal with the internet or with the friends or groups or associates or gatherings or, you know, something in that social, maybe something original you're trying to get out as a product or something about your aspirations and your income. So just, you know, it's asking you for more effort. or to deal with limitations or tests on those few days. Then you get the new moon on the 22nd, Aries, which is going to give you 2 weeks of boost, nice big cosmic boost, and things are going to start to pick up. And you're going to be able to either launch into something new or take what you're doing into that next chapter with your income, purchases, or products. Okay, so this Scorpio decan that's kicking in for Aries is straight up how I describe this third decan, which means that when it comes to what's going on with your spiritual path, your romantic life, your artistry, institutions that you deal with, your research, your investigations, digging through information, your karmic ties through past lives, now it's going to be focused on the financial side of your life, the sexual side of your life. You could be dealing with birth, death, divorce in some situations, and you're going to be working through third-party situations probably quite a bit during this these years ahead. But you're getting just a preview now from April 22nd to August 26th. So you want to start to look at what's going away, what's coming at you, where are you being drawn to really start to focus on the changes that are going to evolve the story through those realms. For Taurus, the positive Mercury energy on Friday, Saturday, the 17th and 18th, really opening up lots of talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions that are focused on art, romance, spirituality, institutions, or research. And this is linking to, you know, the love and passion or the income opportunities, motivation, drive, also some goals, career needs, authority figures in that mix for Taurus. Really positive, really. All right. The challenging energy runs from the 19th through the 21st. And this is as the sun moves into your sign, Taurus. It's really going to illuminate you. Now, remember, you're going to have the sun on you for 30 days, which is a great thing. It really helps you guys stand out. It really helps you get your physical vitality and go for things that you want. Get yourself out there, right? But you do have an obstacle here, the 19th through the 21st, which is about your career, your personal goal, or what's going on with that boss, parent, judge, mentor, teacher, director, or other authority figure. So you're dealing with Saturn. There's a test there. There's, you know, maybe there's an ambition and you're just pushing harder, but you have to get serious. By the 22nd, you get that new moon. That's when you're really going to start to feel the perk, okay? And that's when you really get to launch yourself out there. That's when you get to, you know, take steps towards something new for yourself or that next chapter in whatever you're already doing with yourself. But it really does promote you, and the week is going to get better after that for you. All right, so when it comes to this Scorpio decan of Pisces, for Taurus, this process has really been threading through their social life and their aspirations. And so there's been a whole lot going on with friends and associates and groups that they join or they form, and what they're doing online, what they're doing with astrology, with charities, with gatherings, with original projects, and their own aspirations. So this has been a process, right? Well, this decan would represent entering into the period where relationships are going to become pivotal for you guys. And so over these next 4+ years, but you're just getting a preview right now, April 22nd to August 26th, it's really going to start to show you where you need to go with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, any key individuals. When it comes to that financial side of what's happening in the story, or the sexual intimate side, or the the deep profound changes and how you're rising up from the ashes, right? And if there is anything with birth or death or divorce as part of the story, or with third parties in that story with these key people. So you really are going to see connections become even more significant during this stage for you guys. For Gemini, The communication energy in our week ahead on Friday, Saturday, the 17th, 18th is social for you guys. So a lot of doors opening for you guys with friends and associates online, with astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, or just pursuing your own projects and aspirations. This links favorably to you, through you, and connects you with anything media, travel, educational, legal, ceremonial, religious, or political in the mix. Also can tie in the love and the passion, the motivation to make money, the action towards beauty. Bring us some beauty, Gemini. We could use it, right? And then the challenging stuff may be between the 19th and 21st. This is the sun going into Taurus. So, Gemini, you're really going to have the behind-the-scenes arena spotlighted for you over the next 30 days. And so the positive part of that is that, you know, this really helps you guys stand out and put forward your interests when it comes to the arts or the romance or the spirituality or the institutions or the research or investigations. However, between the 19th and the 21st, you guys are going to come up against Saturn, which is saying you got to get serious and deal with something involving that legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonial, religious, or political topic. Whatever that is, it's a few days of testing, and then you get your new moon on the 22nd, which is going to launch you guys forward and give you that big boost from the cosmos to help you start new things or take whatever you're doing into that next chapter with your 12th house subjects. So that's good. You have 2 weeks of that. All right. So when it comes to Neptune moving into the Scorpio Deacon for you guys, when it comes to how you guys have been dealing with Pisces, and Neptune, I'm sorry, I have to take another drink. Hold on. When it comes to how you guys have been dealing with Neptune and Pisces since 2011, you know, it's really been focused on getting your thread through time and your karmic scenarios and your spirituality and artistic pursuits and romances and your dealings with institutions and research. It's all been playing out in your 10th house. So there's been a big spotlight on everything that's going on with you guys, Gemini. You probably couldn't keep a lot. I mean, even though this is secretive energy, it's way out there. You know, might be playing out on your career front, might be playing out with your life goals, big important goals for you guys during these years in those areas. Might be having something to do with a boss or a parent or a judge or a director, teacher, mentor, higher up individual. Could be about fame and status and reputation as well for some Geminis. So the third deacon now that you're entering into on Wednesday the 22nd, it's going to take you deeper into the profound, deep changes and rebirthing process by focusing on the work that you came here to do, your health, what's going on with animals in your life, what's going on with paperwork, hired help, coworkers, all those people that you work with or hire to help you work, your organizing, your cleaning, your simplifying, going organic, holistic, this side of things. So if your artistic goal or career direction involves something that is healthy or organic, then now you're entering into that. Or if it involves animals, maybe you want to go start a farm. If it involves your job and really, or hiring people, you know, then you're going to get into that process. So maybe it has to do with an authority figure in your life, like your parent, and there's going to be health things to focus on now with them, or paperwork to sign for them, you know. So this is where you're going with this, and this starts on Wednesday the 22nd. Remember, this is just a preview up through August 26th. Then you get a break into next year until February 22nd, and then it'll come back. So watch for what this might be. All right. For Cancer. The communications in the week ahead, Friday, Saturday, the 17th and 18th, this is focused on your career, your bosses, parents, judges, mentors, or other authority figures, or whatever's going on with the goal that you have, you know, personal goal. So you're in lots of talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, news coming in, decisions, short trips, things like that, focused on that. And it really links to financial, sexual, or third-party arenas, as well as to the Piscean fun territory of, you know, the research, the institutions, the romance, the artistry, the spirituality. So you could see some love and passion there. You could see motivation to make money. You could just see a lot of enjoyment going on there. Now, the sun moves into Taurus on the 19th, so Cancer, this puts a spotlight on your social life, on the internet, on astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, groups, as well as your original projects and your aspirations for the next 30 days. And this is a good thing because it spotlights you, it helps you stand out, it helps you put your interests forward. However, from the 19th until the 21st, it's going to be squaring Saturn, and so you guys are going to feel some kind of test here, and the test may involve, and the test could be some obstacle thrown in your path, or it could just be you pushing harder because you're serious about something and you're really trying to deal with it. So this could be a financial topic, it could be sexual, reproductive, divorce, birth, death, or third-party stuff that you're dealing with there. So, you know, you could work your way through that. Then by the 22nd, the new moon kicks in, you break the Saturn square, and you now can launch and move forward, start new things, or take what you're doing into the next chapter with your friends, your groups, your internet projects, your astrology charities, aspirations, and original projects. Okay, so for Neptune and Cancer, since 2011, when it comes to this Neptune-Piscean energy of the arts and your spirituality and your romantic life and your dealings with institutions and research, you guys have been navigating this through the ninth house. So you've had to deal with legal, you know, scenarios there. You've had to deal with travel or distant situations, educational pursuits, whether you're teaching or learning or getting certified in something, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, arenas, weddings or other ceremonies, religion or politics. So a good example for Cancer is that possibly, you know, as Neptune has been taking you through the spiritual part of your journey and asking you to look, does the religion that you are aligned with align with where you're evolving spiritually, or are the politics in line with where you are on your spiritual path and certain things like that? Or maybe there's some research to do or an institution you're dealing with some of those things. So I'm sure there's a good combination in there for you guys that are listening. So as you guys move into the Scorpio Deacon and this next 4-plus years, but you're just getting a preview this year from April 22nd to August 26th, you're moving into a territory that's now going to involve your lover, your children or children in general, your creative talents or projects, or your recreational pursuits. And in those areas, you're going through the deep changes. You're trying to get more profoundly intimate or deal with the financial side of those things or deal with third parties or how things are shared or how you're going through the birth and death and divorce process with these scenarios. And so, again, really looking for Wednesday the 22nd as that story starts to get underway. Okay, for Leo. Leo, in the week ahead with the Mercury energy, this is very active Friday, Saturday, the 17th, 18th. Leo, it's focused on those ninth house topics. So you can hear news or offers coming in. You could get into talks or meetings, focus on sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions that are about the media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, your travel plans, situations at a distance, your legal agreements, your educational pursuits, your ceremonial interests, or religion or politics. Now, the door is open here Friday, Saturday. This links very positively to the internet, to friends, to groups, to social networking, and to your aspirations and original projects, as well as to the activity going on with your partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, your advocates. So, Leo, connect on those 2 days, right? And then on the 19th, we have the sun moving into Taurus for 30 days, which for Leo spotlights everything about you, puts you out there in the spotlight in a big way, really can focus on your status, your fame, your reputation, your life goals, your career, or those authority figures you guys are dealing with. And so this can be a time over these 30 days where you can make yourself known, have a little bit of an edge, make it about your interests and lead yourself forward. However, from the 19th through the 21st, you have Saturn challenging you, so you do have something that you're either pushing really hard to get serious about, or there's an obstacle here, something that you need to deal with, and that involves that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, or advocate. So you'll be dealing with that for a few days. Then on the 22nd, the new moon kicks in. And Leo, that's your big boost from the cosmos that helps you guys launch into something new or take whatever you're already doing into that new chapter. And that, again, is about goals, career, or authority figures. Now, when it comes to Neptune entering the Scorpio decan of Pisces for the next 4+ years, you're going to get a preview this year starting in the week ahead on April 22nd, and it lasts until August 26th this year. Leo, you guys have been going through maybe one of the more challenging, but also maybe one of the more promising journeys with this whole thing. It's been in your eighth house. And so when it comes to those karmic past life stories and the balance with people and situations, when it comes to your artistic and romantic and spiritual life, as well as what's going on with institutions and what's going on with research and investigations, this has been focused throughout this period on your financial life, how you're doing with your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your taxes, your bankruptcy, your insurance, your alimony, your child support, your partner's money, your mortgage, or whatever the big financial topic might be. It's also the area of death and birth and divorce and powerful transformation, and it's also the area of third parties and your sex life and your intimacy, okay? And so you've been feeling your way through whatever that has been in the powerful area. Now when this moves into the Scorpio decan, now you're entering the period where it's going to be about your home, your move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or a lot of real estate deals, your history, your ancestry, your early childhood, your emotional needs, your family, your parents, or your roommates. So you're really going to be looking at what needs to happen next, what is evolving with this story as we get into this starting next week. So maybe, you know, it's time to, you know, deal with the financial context of what's happening with the house or with the inheritance or, you know, with the taxes or whatever's going on there. Or maybe there's, you know, something attracting you to a roommate. Or maybe when you move, you're going to find a sexual attraction happening through the move. Or maybe there's something very profound going on, you know, with a family member or the family dynamic or a parent. So this is really going to start to take the crux of the journey going forward here. So pay attention to what's coming into view. All right, for Virgo. With the communication energy in the week ahead, Friday, Saturday, the 17th, 18th, Virgo, this is financial communications or sexual trysts and meetings and talks, flirtations, or could be something about if you know that somebody's getting ready to pass or be born, or if you're waiting on information about a divorce, there could be some of that too. Doors open here, so there's like real flow here with goals, with career, with authority figures, with the work, the health, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, the animals in the story. There could be some, you know, motivation to make money. There could be some love and passion playing out. So Friday, Saturday, this is really ramping up for the Virgos. Then we have the sun move into Taurus on the 19th. This is a 30-day journey, which really spotlights legal, travel, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, educational, wedding and other ceremonial, religious, and political themes for our Virgos. Helps you guys stand out in those areas, helps you guys make it about your interests over the next 30 days, which is all really good for you. However, as it moves in, the 19th through the 21st, you guys are going to be dealing with Saturn as an obstacle or pushing you or a challenge of some sort about the work, the health, the coworker, the hired help, the paperwork, or the animals in that story. Then by the 22nd, you guys get your new moon. This is a big boost from the cosmos. It gives you 2 weeks. Will help you gather some momentum behind those legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, and political topics. Give you guys a real boost for 2 weeks to start something new there or take what you're doing into the next chapter. Now, when it comes to the Scorpio, Deacon of Pisces, Virgo, this whole story from 2011 through 2026, when it comes to your romantic, artistic, spiritual development and what's happening with institutions or research, the whole crux of this is relationships for you guys. So a lot of this has had to do with what's happening with your romantic partner, your business partner, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, and your advocates, okay? And so as it moves into the Scorpio Deacon, communications and commerce are going to become far more important. So starting on the 22nd and up through August 26th of this year, you're getting your preview. So it's going to be about the talks and the meetings you have with these people, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the proposals, the sales, short trips, local activities. There may even be a move. It could be about what's happening with your transportation or electronics, your siblings or neighbors as well during this time. And there you're just looking for the Scorpio themes, the financial context, the intimacy, the sexuality, the dealing with the birth, the death, the third parties, the divorce, or, you know, how you're empowering through the changes going on here. So this starts on the 22nd and moves you forward. All right, for Libra. Libra, the Mercury energy in the week ahead, Friday, Saturday, very open, lots of talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions that are focused on partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates. Really good for you guys in connecting on those 2 days, and swings the door open to love, kids, creative projects, recreation, as well as travel, legal, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, educational, ceremonial, religious, or political topics with those people. You can definitely see like the spark and the passion with the love, or you could see the motivation to make money there. A lot of things flowing in those areas, so definitely connect on those 2 days. On the 19th for Libra, we then see the sun moving into your eighth house. So for 30 days, you're really going to have a spotlight on your financial story or what's going on with your sex life, or if there is a birth, a death, a divorce, or a third-party situation that's playing out. Most generally, this is finances or sex. So it really helps you guys get in there personally, physically, make it about your needs and wants and have a little bit of an edge there. However, from the 19th through the 21st, there is a challenge here from Saturn over one of those topics. And so you're going to be dealing with the lover, the kids, the creative project, or the recreational pursuit, and really trying to be serious and ambitious or deal with an obstacle there. Then by the 22nd, the new moon kicks in. This gives you 2 weeks of real nice boost from the cosmos. Things are going to start to pick up. And again, this is about the financial, sexual, reproductive, third party scenarios, helping you guys launch into something new or take what you're already doing to the next chapter. Now, when it comes to the Scorpio Deacon of Pisces and Neptune entering that, for Libra, since 2011, when it comes to your karmic past life thread through time and what you're meant to be kind of opening up and learning on your spiritual path and with your artistry and with your romance and with your dealings with institutions and research, it's been focused on your work, number one. So getting you into the right kind of work or getting you back to work or figuring out what work projects are there. Number two, it's been focused on your health. So you've been really kind of going through a big evolving story about where you are with your own health. And number three, it's been focused on your animals. So there's been a big evolving story with the animals in your life as well as part of this karmic thread or this spiritual evolvement and et cetera that you're going through, maybe the institutions with them. Also, the sixth house could involve coworkers, hired help, paperwork. So those things can have been important as well and will continue to be. So as you move into this deacon, this Scorpio deacon, all of a sudden now we're starting to get into making money. So income becomes a huge focus. Purchases become more important. What's going on with your possessions or products that you're developing become more important. So you're going to be, you know, maybe getting the loan to develop that product, or you're paying off debt so that you can, I don't know, make more money. That doesn't make sense. If you have an investor that comes along and helps you make more money, or you're, you know, digging deeper into something that's going to really transform this situation. So you really want to look at what's starting to come into play as you get into this starting on the 22nd. Okay. For Scorpio, communications Friday, Saturday, really open. For you, it's about work, health, coworkers, hired help, paperwork, or the animals. Opens up, gives a lot of connection to what's going on at home with family, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, as well as anything in that financial or sexual realm or working with third parties. This can spark things with love and passion. It can also spark things with income and motivation. So there's a whole lot there that's open door for you guys. Now, on the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus. This is 30 days of spotlighting relationships for Scorpio. Really puts a big, spotlight on your romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, and advocates over the next 30 days. Allows you guys to kind of have the edge, step up, make it about your needs, promote yourself, move yourself forward with these people. However, from the 19th through the 21st in our week ahead, you do have something that is testing you, or you're pushed, or there's a limit, or something with Saturn in square here involving the home, or the family, or the roommate, or the move, or the renovation, or the real estate deal, or the parent in the mix. So you'll have to work your way through that on those 3 days. Then by the 22nd, you get your new moon here. So Scorpio, this launches you forward over the next 2 weeks, helps you launch into something brand new with these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or helps you take what you're already doing into that next chapter. Now, when it comes to Neptune and its move through Pisces from 2011 to 2026, for Scorpio, the most profound time of their life when it comes to their love life and lovers, when it comes to their children, when it comes to their creative projects and talents, and when it comes to their spiritual practices. When it comes to their recreational pursuits. Sorry about that. I'm thinking Neptune, spiritual. It is in there, right? Sorry, guys. So, Scorpio, yeah, you're trying to find out, you know, where what's going on in these areas of your life. So maybe in the beginning there was some dissolving away. Maybe there was some inspiration. Maybe you're getting more into your spiritual path or your artistry or your romance or dealing with institutions or the research for these kids or lovers or creative projects or recreation. So guess what? Starting on Wednesday, the 22nd of April, Neptune moves into the Scorpio part of Pisces Scorpio, which means it's about you. So all of a sudden, you get pretty deep, profound, intense. The big changes, the big empowerment that you've been working towards. So there may still be some deconstruction of, you know, the old you, the image, the brand, the name, the title, the identity, the body in some way. But then there is this evolution of what's going to be possible for you through financial, sexual, intimate, third-party scenarios that may also have some kind of link to what's going on with a birth, a death, or a divorce as well. But you will know what it is in your story, and you start to look for this big boost into focus on your own self starting on Wednesday the 22nd. All right, for Sagittarius, Sag, the communications in the week ahead really open door Friday, Saturday the 17th, 18th, focused on creative projects, lovers, kids, or recreation for you. This links to your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your offers, your decisions, as well as to your partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys. So, man, you guys really have a lovely couple days there where you can really get into more passion and love or more motivation to make money or a lot of beautiful, enjoyable things there. Then we have the sun moving into Taurus on the 19th for 30 days. Sag, this is about spotlighting your work, your health, and your animals, and may also spotlight some coworkers, hired help, or paperwork in that story, right? And so this is about you guys showing up, getting more involved in those things and really standing out and making it about you on the job or with the coworkers or with the paperwork or the health or the animals. And so this is great. However, from the 19th through the 21st in our week ahead, there is Saturn challenging you there with the writing, the sales, the interview, the talks, the meetings, the siblings, the neighbors, the vehicles, the electronics, the short trips or the local activities. And you're going to have to work your way through something there. By the 22nd, the new moon will give you your big two-week boost, helps propel you into something new, or helps you take what you're already doing into that next chapter when it comes to your work, your health, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help, or your animals. Now, when Neptune goes into the Scorpio Deacon of Pisces in our week ahead on Wednesday the 22nd for Sag, you guys have been focusing with Neptune in Pisces on bringing your spirituality, your romance, your artistry, your dealings with institutions and your research to your home, to what you're doing with real estate deals or moves or renovations, and what's been going on with your family, your parents, your roommates, and the karmic thread back through time and the karmic reboot. So this is a big process for you guys and very powerful. Now, as Scorpio goes into this, Neptune goes into the Scorpio Deacon on Wednesday, this super highlights what is happening with your art, your film, your music, your painting, your poetry, your dance, your romantic interludes, your prayer, your meditation, your yoga, the hospitals, spas, retreats, or other institutions, the research, the investigations, the digging through information, the karmic balance. If there are any addictions or any secrets, also could focus on those. So this stuff really starts to come into play starting on Wednesday. For Capricorn, the communications in the week ahead, Friday, Saturday, the 17th, 18th, all about home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. Door is open here to make money or focus on purchases or possessions and what you're doing with them in the mix, as well as the work, the hired help, the coworkers, the health, the pets, the paperwork. I don't know if I said that one. So this is all good. You might see more passion and love playing out here, more potential with the income, or just a passion to express yourself and enjoy yourself there. The sun moves into Taurus on the 19th, which is going to spotlight Capricorn's area of creative projects, children, lovers, and recreation for 30 days. This really helps you guys stand out and go for what you want in the situations. However, from the 19th through the 21st, there is a test here involving income, purchases, products, or possessions. So maybe you can't quite get in there and enjoy everything because you got to go make money. Or maybe there's something to tackle with the purchase or the income when it comes to that creative project or the kids. So you have to work through this. By the 22nd, you see a new moon kick in. This is your official big boost from the cosmos, helps launch you guys forward for the next 2 weeks to either start things that will get you into new opportunities or take what you're already doing to the next level with your love life or lovers, the kids, the creative projects, and the recreation. Okay, so for Neptune in Pisces for the last year since 2011, Capricorn, this has been working on your talks and meetings and the way you communicate, your ideas, your writing, your sales, your interviews, your auditions, your offers, your proposals, your decisions. So everything in communication and commerce for you guys when it comes to your spiritual path, your artistry, your romance, your institutions, and your research. Also for Capricorns, there's been like the dissolving away or the inspiration or the karmic thread through time and where you've been going with your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your moves, your vehicles, your electronics, your short trips, or your community neighborhood activities. So as Neptune moves into the Scorpio Deacon starting on Wednesday the 22nd, all of a sudden It's going to start to draw you into more going on online or with friends, associates, group activities, gatherings, parties, events, your original projects, or your aspirations. And we're looking at profound, powerful evolvement here, the financial or intimate sexual side of things here, or what's happening with third parties here. So you're going to be looking at what starts to come into play on Wednesday. For Aquarius, the communication energy on Friday, Saturday, the 17th and 18th, all about talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, short trips, local activities, or decisions, linking directly to you and what you're wanting here, or as well as to lovers, kids, creative projects, and recreation. A really good open couple days there for Aquarius. On the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus for 30 days. So this spotlights Aquarius's home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, and roommates, and really helps you guys stand out or get in there physically, make it more about your interests over this time, have an edge. However, between the 19th and 21st, it squares Saturn in your sign. So you might feel a little overwhelmed. Maybe you have a little less energy than you need, or maybe you feel like you need to be more ambitious or something testing you on a personal or physical level there. But or maybe it has to do with your name on the dotted line if you're trying to buy or sell real estate, you know. But by the 22nd, you get a new moon there with home, real estate, family, moves, parents, roommates, renovations. So you have 2 weeks that will propel you forward, help you launch into something new or take what you're doing into that next chapter. Now, with Neptune in Pisces for Aquarius since 2011, it's been about your income, it's been about your possessions, your products, and your purchases. So you've really been focusing on, you know, where are you on your spiritual path here? Where are you artistically here? Where are you romantically here? Where are you with your institutions you're dealing with or your research in this story? And so now when Neptune goes into the Scorpio decan starting on Wednesday the 22nd, all of a sudden now the career, the reputation, the fame, the status, the life goals, and dealing with bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, and other authority figures becomes the big crux of this story for you. And as you're dealing with these goals, career moves, authority figures, or the fame, you're going to be looking at the financial side of things or the sexual side of things or the third parties or the birth, death, divorce influences in those stories. So big, powerful spotlight up at the top of your chart here with this Aquarius. Okay, for Pisces. Pisces, the communication is really open Friday, Saturday, the 17th, 18th, when it comes to your income, what you're going for to make money, or what's going on with purchases or your products or possessions. So this links to whatever's happening at home or with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates, as well as to institutions, research, spiritual, romantic, or artistic pursuits. So there could be a lot of motivation to make money here, a lot of passion and romance here, a lot of beauty and enjoyment here, but definitely open door here about your income, purchases, products, or possessions. Now, the sun moves into Taurus on the 19th. 30 days of spotlight on your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, your offers, your proposals, your decisions, as well as what you are getting involved with your brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So this is good. All those areas really open up to you, help you stand out, help you get noticed, help you make it about yourself, promoting yourself through these areas. Great leverage for you during these days, right? But between the 19th and the 21st, it's squaring Saturn. So there is a test or an obstacle or some kind of, you know, serious subject that you're having to deal with the artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional or research matter, or having to do with addictions, secrets, water issues, or boundary issues. So once you work through that, then on the 22nd you have your new moon. The new moon is giving you two very powerful weeks, boosting you forward. Now you're past the square. Now you're into that new opportunity, or you're taking whatever you're already working on into the next chapter when it comes to your writing, your sales, your interviews, your auditions, your meetings, your talks, your siblings, your neighbors, your moves, your vehicles, your electronics, your short trips or your local activities, and hopefully I didn't leave anything out there. You can listen to when I first said it. But yeah, you have a lot of momentum there. Now, when it comes to Neptune in Pisces for Pisces, since 2011, this has been a huge focus on dissolving away and bringing back fresh new inspiration and magic into the Pisces life. And so this is a very long, slow process from 2011 into 2026. So it's been saying, Pisces, what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, and your own personal desires and needs in life? And where does that align with your spiritual path, your romantic life, your artistry? Where does it align with institutions you need to deal with to get to where you want to be, or with the research, or with the psychic side of the world, right? And so now as this moves into the Scorpio Deacon starting on Wednesday the 22nd, you finally arrive at the ninth house. So now you're stepping into something here of a personal or physical nature through those Neptunian topics that has to do with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or publicity, or has to do with legal contracts or travel plans or relocation at a distance or distant situations or foreign interests or import-export, or has to do with higher education, whether you're going back to school or getting new training or teaching, starting to be the teacher, sharing your wisdom. It could have to do with weddings or other ceremonies, or it could have to do with religion or philosophy or politics. So Pisces, you're ready to kind of step into this, and it will impact your identity. I mean, the obvious one would be having a wedding and your name changes, right? Or maybe it's about your image and brand out there in a media venture. Or maybe it's about, you know, getting your body ready for travel, or I don't know, putting your name on the legal contract. Somebody offers you a great deal on something, right? And so you're looking in these areas at going deeper, making profound changes, looking at the financial side of things, or your sex life and intimacy, or what's happening. If there is something to deal with birth, death, or divorce in the story, but very profound and deep changes coming as you evolve yourself through those channels in the years ahead. You're getting your preview April 22nd to August 26th. So I know this was intense and a lot to talk about, guys, but I thought it was really powerful and really important. None of us have ever experienced it this lifetime. And so I hope you found that, you know, meaningful. I hope I didn't cough on you too much. And so hang in there, everybody. I know it's a tough time. I will be back next week, God willing. And you guys can always find me daily over on Facebook at some point if you have a question for me or you would just like to check in and hear the daily scope. All right, guys. And that's facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. All right. Have a good one. I'll talk to you next time.